Around then, U.S. Congressperson Henry Jackson told NATO parliamentarians that while there was little conflict in the U.S. about the worth of the Atlantic coalition, there was a far-reaching feeling in my country that such countless Europeans were less worried about the security of their countries than we were. To numerous Americans, it has appeared to be that a prosperous Western Europe was not making a sensibly proportionate commitment to the normal protection exertion, Jackson said. I'm persuaded that the future essentialness of the collusion depends in extremely huge measure on the degree and nature of European endeavors to keep areas of strength for NATO. Quick forward 50 years and the requests of the Trump Organization that European individuals from NATO, a large number of which have battled to arrive at a guard spending objective of 2% of gross domestic product, are presently expected to hit 4 or 5%, a level higher even than the U.S., and step past that security umbrella.